So let's review. Our shir began with the opinion of the Chacham in the Mishnah on the previous daf regarding a strainer. The Chacham Maimrim, Ein Toilin Es HaMashmeres B'Yamtiv. One may not suspend a strainer over a container on Yamtiv, and certainly not on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Talamai, is hanging a strainer on Shabbos an Issa Deiraisa, or only an Issa Rabban, according to the Chacham? Rav Yosef, Tala Chayev Chatas. Rav Yosef holds that it is an Issa Deiraisa, and one is Chayev HaKar Mechatas if he hangs a strainer on Shabbos. Abai disagrees. Since hanging a strainer makes no more permanent structure than hanging a pot on a peg, which is clearly permissible, instead hanging a strainer is only asr mirabanan because it is uvdi d'chayil, a weekday activity. The reason it is asr even on Yom Tov is because the Chacham do not permit machshiri yechol nefesh, preliminary stages of food preparation that could have been done before Yom Tov. Abai goes on to list three types of structures and what the halacha is with regard to making them. Gud, mashmeres, kila, kisa galen. A leather pouch, strainer, canopy, and type of chair used in galen are all considered temporary structures and therefore asr midrabban. If somebody puts up an oil keva, a permanent tent, it is a violation of building midaraisa and is chayev chatas. Mita, kisa traskel, the asla, a bed, folding seat, or folding toilet seat, which are meant to always be put up and taken down, is mutar l'katchila, it's completely permissible. Regarding straining wine, the Chacham in the Mishnah said, Ve'einoisn l'tluyi b'Shabbos, avinoisn l'tluyi b'yamtiv. One may not strain on Shabbos, but may strain on Yamtiv. The Chacham considers straining actual oichel nefesh, which is permitted on Yamtiv. Tesis adds that we must say that the wine would not be as good if it was strained before Yamtiv. The Gemara asks, Shimer mai, is straining on Shabbos an issa d'oraisa, or only an issa d'rabbanan according to the Chacham? Rav Kahana, Shimer chayev chatas. Kahana says it is an issa d'oraisa, and one who strains wine on Shabbos must bring a kar mechatas. If Sheshes disagrees, because he finds it unlikely that Rebbe Elazar would permit l'ketchila something that Chacham consider issa d'oraisa, therefore must be only issa d'rabbanan. Even though we find polar opposite positions regarding a certain piece of jewelry called Ir Shel Zahav, which the Gemara above on Daf Nun Tes describes as Yerushalayim de Dehava, a golden ornament with a design of Yerushalayim on it, like the one Rebbe Akiva gave his wife, Rashi there says that it was a type of a clasp, Tesis there says it was a type of a tiara. Remeah holds it is asr midaraisa for a woman to wear it outside, while Rebbe Elazar holds it is mutar l'ketchila. The Gemara answers that case is different, since there is also a middle position of the Rabbanan who hold it is asr midrabbanan. The Gemara continues. According to Rav Kahana, that there is an issa d'oraisa to use a strainer on Shabbos, mishumai masrinan be. Now, one who is about to strain, about which malacha do we warn the person that he's going to violate? Rabbah holds, it is a violation of bayir, since in both cases, one takes the eichel, the desired food, and leaves behind the psilis, the undesired waste. Rabbi Zera holds, it is a violation of merakit, sifting, since in both cases, psilis milmala v'eichel milmata, the waste is on the top, and the desired food is on the bottom. After quoting several seemingly contradictory psakim of Rav, we learn the following three rules. Even a bed is asr midrabbanan to set up if kedekamanoi, it is made of sections that must be tightened. A kila, canopy, is mutter to spread over a bed if it was already attached to the frame before Shabbos. This may explain why in Rav Huna's house they would remove the kila on Shabbos and presumably would put it up as well. In the normal case of a kila and a mita, one may stand up the bed because generally it's already assembled but leaning on the wall, and he just sets it down, and may not set up the canopy because generally they're not attached. Rav Chiya taught two halachas about putting up temporary structures. V'loin mutter. Putting up a vertical partition, such as a curtain, is permissible. Kilas chasanim, a bridal canopy, may be put up and taken down if the top is less than the tefach wide, it does not get to a tefach of width within three tvachim of its highest point, at its widest point, it is less than two tefachim, and it does not hang down at the side of the bed a full tefach on each side. The Gemara next asks that we have contradictory statements whether a siyana, a wide-brim felt hat, may be worn on Shabbos. At first, the Gemara thinks that if its brim is a tefach wide, it is prohibited since it would be an oil. If it's less than a tefach, it's permitted. However, the Gemara concludes that the concern is not creating a tent. Rather, it is only usr if it's not fitted tightly, where there is a concern that it may fall off and be carried. If it fits tightly, it's mutter. Rav Huna taught three mili malyasa, great teachings from Rav, two regarding Shabbos and one about Torah. First, two people may hang a leather bag by its straps, since they won't hang it so tightly, but a single person may not. Second, Even an oven with one broken leg, which maintains its status of a kli, may not be moved on Shabbos, lest you come to attach the leg back on the oven, which would be burning the building on Shabbos. Finally, Rav taught that Asida Torah shetishtakeach miYisrael, the Torah will one day be forgotten from the Jewish people. The Brisa similarly says, Asida Torah shetishtakeach miYisrael, and cites the pasuk in Amos about the day where there will be Rav Baretz, a famine in the land. LeRav laLechem v'leitzam l'mayim, kiyim l'shmoyes divrei Hashem. But not a hunger for bread or a thirst for water, rather a hunger and a thirst to hear the word of Hashem. The Brisa also quotes a pasuk that Yishaitetu levakish es devar Hashem v'leim tzo. People will wander around looking for Hashem's word, but will not find it. Which means that a woman will ask halacha questions such as whether a loaf of truma bread that was left in an oven in which a sheretz was found is considered a rishon l'tumah, because tanur kaman demoli tumah, the oven is viewed to be filled with the tumah of the sheretz, and the bread becomes a rishon l'tumah directly from the sheretz, which is an avatumah. Or is it only a sheni l'tumah, a secondary level of tumah, because the oven first becomes a rishon l'tumah from the sheretz, and then makes the bread a sheni l'tumah? And nobody will have an answer. Reb Shimon bar Yochai disagrees with the idea that Torah will be forgotten. It says, Chas v'shalom, shetishtakeach Torah miYisrael. Rather, we just won't find halacha brua u mishnah brua b'makam echad, agreement about the reasons for the halachas in the Mishnayos.